On a cloud of jolly holiday jingles, the intoxicating aromas of hot caramel, butter, and sugar float out the door of Dell's Popcorn, luring in shoppers. The fancy kettle corn at this 1930s-era candy shop in Decatur, Illinois, is a holiday gift go-to for locals, and this place gets packed. Shop owner Kemper Wilcutt is counting on this seasonal rush to make up for a tight year. To make this old-fashioned popcorn, you need costly ingredients, and he's watched the price of post-drought popcorn skyrocket. He was hoping that by now, with 2013 corn out of the fields, he'd be out of the woods.
It's up as much as $10 a bag right now for us. And this time of year, that's a big hit because we go through a lot of popcorn right now.
Movie theater chains and grocery stores alike have experienced the economic ripple effect of the 2012 drought. Industry analysts say it was a rough year all around. Farmer Randy Fornell did better than most in 2012. He grows 1,600 acres for Weaver Popcorn Company, one of the biggest in the country. Even planting in rich irrigated soil, the severity of the drought took a toll.
Under irrigation, it took a lot of water, a lot of energy cost to produce that crop, probably more so than what we've ever had in recent years. What wasn't irrigated, there just basically was nothing there. So it was a trying year.
What corn did come out of Midwest fields in 2012 fetched record prices, and popcorn was no different. That's still working its way through the industry, from the field to wholesalers to retailers. Mike Jacobs of Decatur is a farmer and a popcorn retailer. His family got into popping for Dell's decades ago, and his dad grew the corn they popped locally. He says that's harder to do these days. Regulation and consolidation in the industry make it hard to get back into the business, but he is considering it.
Well, I can tell you, if the price doesn't come down, I'll probably be ordering some seed and try to plant my own acres. And right now, I think I'm feeling a little bit like I'm being robbed by the popcorn companies, but it isn't all their fault. The drought caused it.
Weaver Popcorn production manager Dan Seaford acknowledges his company is holding the line on price, but that's because sellers are desperate for the product and willing to pay. It's simply supply and demand.
If there's a shortage of that product in the marketplace, you know, we don't have the pounds to sell, or we have to ration the pounds that we are selling. You know, the government's not in the popcorn business, so there's just not warehouses of popcorn sitting around the countryside.
Back in Decatur, Dell's popcorn owner Kemper Wilcutt shows me around his popping facility where he's busy filling hundreds of holiday gift basket orders. This is crunch time for a small business that relies so heavily on sales of seasonal treats. If your favorite flavors are butter, caramel, and cheese, you may want to make a holiday wish for a quick rebound of the popcorn industry. Peter Gray, Harvest Public Media.